I invite you to close your eyes down and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Imagine you are standing in front of a large grey stone wall that has been there for centuries. The stones are old and there are pits in them where the rain and wind have eroded little pieces away. There is a mossy tinge to some of these grey stones, but the wall stands tall and formidable. You think about possibly climbing it to see what is on the other side, but it's too high. As you walk along the base of the wall, looking for an opening, you are so curious as to what is behind the wall, what is being hidden on the other side. Maybe there's a treasure, maybe an abandoned mansion, maybe. Your mind runs riot thinking of what could be. You come to an archway, and in the middle of it are two stone slabs, ornately carved with what looks like a tree with a thick trunk and arching branches and gloriously formed leaves. As you run your hand over the carving, you notice that it looks like the mason made a mistake, as there is one leaf down near the base of the tree. You squat down to get a better look, and your hand glides over the abandoned leaf, and as it does, a stone leaf seems to fall into your hand. You stand up in surprise and look at this gorgeous stone leaf carving, and as your eyes drift back to the slabs, it's as if you are being guided there. There is an open spot on the tree where the leaf would fit. You slide it into place, and then a grinding and shuddering occurs as the stone slabs open to allow you entrance. You walk under the deep archway, and unfolding before your eyes is the most wonderful garden you have ever seen. It isn't finely manicured. It has a wildness about it, as if it has its own rules as to how to grow. The plants are lush, the grass is verdant, and the myriad of unusual flowers crowd together with their multitude of colors. You giggle with delight as you have found a glorious secret garden, one that surpasses anything you could ever imagine. Flutterbys move from flower to flower. There is a gentle hum of bees as they busily gather pollen. Birds seem to fill the branches above and chirp away to each other, whilst large jewel-coloured dragonflies cavort around your head. Tucked under a bower is an old stone bench with similar tree carvings down the legs. You make your way over and settle down on the warm stone and allow your eyes to drink in the colors, your nose to inhale the delicious scents of earth, flower, and warm bark. Your ears are filled with the song from the birds, and a sense of peace settles on you like a gentle mantle. As you relax into this state of peace, wonderment, and awe, you look around the garden, just noticing it, noticing all of it, noticing how all the plants work together and how it is supported by nature and the seasons, noticing that some plants are just pushing up through the soil, while some are beginning to bud and others are in full bloom and some others are falling away to reappear at a later time. There is a rhyme and a reason for everything here. Even though each plant is individual, their being here supports and serves the plants around. This is a garden of divine organizational genius. As you sit and watch and listen, a prayer comes to your mind, an offering, so to speak. And you find yourself saying it out loud. May the wisdom and guiding hand of the great gardener, who works with unconditional love, nurture the garden of my soul into magnificence. I dare to live creatively from my heart and thrive. As the words leave your mouth and float out into the air, a gentle warm breeze ruffles your hair and wraps around your body, tingling all your senses and making you smile. You've been hurt. You've been witnessed. And so it is. And so it is. And when you're ready, take another deep breath in and exhale it out and slowly wiggle your fingers and toes and come back to your body. And by the way, you have a gorgeous leaf stuck in your hair just right there.